You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My guest at this time is Karna Small Bodman. She served as senior director of President Reagan's National Security Council. She's an expert on numerous national security issues. And, of course, you may know from the times that she's joined us on the program, she is an accomplished author with such thrillers as Checkmate and Gambit to her credit. The very latest is called Final Finesse. It's a great thriller that's just about ready to be released. And, Karna, thanks so much for your time today.
Well, thank you, Greg. I'm pleased to be with you because the book Final Finesse is out tomorrow, actually. We're very new with this story.
Excellent. Well, in the past, a lot of your expertise has been put into your books as a result of your knowledge on missile defense. We've talked about that a lot on the program. This plot line in Final Finesse is a little bit different. It talks about how America is still very vulnerable to terrorist attacks. It dives into border security and energy issues. What, in addition to a great story, did you want to explain to people about what really is going on in terms of our national security here?
I got an idea initially, Greg, from a story that happened some time ago when a bunch of militants down in Mexico sabotaged a series of natural gas pipelines. And I thought, my Lord, could it happen here? And so I did a number of interviews, a lot of research on our energy sources and their possible vulnerability. And this is part of the story where bad guys, they're not Al-Qaeda. In fact, it's a totally different threat to us, do come across a very, very porous Mexican border, we know how porous that is, and begin to sabotage our natural gas pipelines in the heartland of our country and causing havoc, as you can imagine, because natural gas powers so many of our factories, our schools, our homes, our hospitals, and a great portion of our general electricity grid.
In terms of answering the question you just posed, could it happen here? How easily could it happen?
Well, it could happen. You mentioned, first of all, the Mexican border, people coming across, whoever they are. I was just briefed the other day by one of our former OAS ambassadors who's really up on all of this. And he was making the point that people we catch at the border, and so many we don't catch, but many that we do, they're not just poor little Mexican farmers who want to come in and work in the fields. Many of them don't speak Spanish. They speak Arabic, Farsi, Chinese. I mean, who are these people? And then, of course, you've got the Mexican drug gangs operating now, not just in Mexico, of course, but in 230 American cities and towns. I mean, it's incredible. We're talking about building this virtual fence. The administration is talking about that. We hope it can get underway, but they have cut the budget in certain ways. As for the real fence, well, that's kind of a joke because the bad guys are building ramps to drive over them. They dig tunnels. They use blowtorches. And here's my favorite. They cut down metal posts and replace them with cardboard. They just drive right through. Oh, and then when we do try to build a border fence, there are a number of problems that have been raised by environmentalists now because they say that it would block the habitat of the ocelot. So you've got, oh, and there's one other little factoid that came up with that's somewhat amusing. Sure, we have a lot of our good guys working on the border patrol, but sometimes it's hard to tell the good guys from the bad guys because, Greg, guess where the border patrol uniforms are made? They're made in Mexico.
Mexico.
It's incredible.
Unbelievable.
So that's a huge story. But then, of course, on the energy issue, we are vulnerable in many ways, and we all know that we need more energy supplies. And this administration, unfortunately, is, in my view, emphasizing the wrong direction. Sure, we need it all. But they're talking about cap and trade. That's been all in the news lately. The bill that's out there now, Waxman of California, Markey of Massachusetts, calls for reducing greenhouse gas emissions by mid-century by 83%. And that would put us on a par with, say, Zaire. You know, send us back to the year 1875. It's positively nuts. And would raise the cost for the American family. Now estimates are anywhere between $3,000 and $10,000 a year when you add in various other energy taxes. So we need nuclear power. We need offshore drilling. We know that. Even out in California, for instance, where they have huge budget problems we've read about every day, they could reap at least $5 billion for their beleaguered budget if they would allow offshore leases. But they voted it down, of course. They would just rather tax their people. And unfortunately, this current administration is wanting to tax our people more and more for the use of oil and gas, and all the things that they want to push, whether it's solar, wind, geothermal, you can't put that in a car or in an airplane. You got problems.
In terms of solutions, Karna, how much do you get to those in the book, either directly or indirectly mentioned in the book, in terms of the best ways to strengthen our border and the best ways to make ourselves energy independent?
Well, I do talk a lot about the energy issue in the book. There's a sympathetic senator character. I think we can maybe recognize some of the characters in the book who gets into this in quite a bit. There are hearings and so forth. Our heroine works on the White House staff in the story as Deputy Director of the White House Office of Homeland Security. And the hero, now here's an unusual twist, the hero in the book that she teams up with is a businessman. His company owns the gas lines that are being sabotaged. They team up to try to figure out what's going wrong, who the who the perpetrators are. And where have you last seen a movie or read a novel where a businessman is a good guy? So in Final Finesse, you have these international plots, you've got political intrigue, but you also have a love interest developing here, and there are a few humorous angles as well, because I've taken a lot of experiences that I had working in the Reagan White House, and you sort of weave them into the story, things that really did happen. And in fact, there was a line that I thought was really neat that was in a review just yesterday in a major newspaper, and it said, "Verisimilitude is a word often heard in English literature classes. It means the appearance of being true or real." And Karna Small Bodman's new novel has it in abundance. I thought that was kind of a neat line because, yes, the book does reflect current events, current threats, and all kinds of things that are in the news. So I hope that when people read it, they'll understand some of these issues, but also have a good time reading a thriller. Remember George Bernard Shaw's line, "The best way to get your point across is to entertain." That's what we're trying to do here.
Well, I certainly look forward to reading it in the days ahead. Karna, thank you so much for your time today.
Well, thank you, Greg. I totally appreciate it.
Karna Small Bodman served as Senior Director of the National Security Council in the Reagan administration. Her latest book, which we've just been discussing, is Final Finesse, a great thriller, but also a detailed look in a very real way at critical and troubling issues like border security and energy reform. This is Dateline Washington.